The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Fortunately, the Irish women's cricket team has managed to get back into the country, having had to leave Zimbabwe, which is one of the affected countries with the new COVID variant. They got home via Namibia, Oman and Qatar, where they managed to get a direct flight into Dublin today. But Cricket Ireland has decided that the group is going to stay in a hotel now for 10 days before they go home, even though the government hasn't yet brought in formally the legislation for the return of hotel quarantine. That's taking a couple of days. Cricket Ireland has decided that the players will stay together in a hotel in Ireland. But what about the Munster rugby team? Murray Kinsella is with us, rugby writer with the 42.ie, because they're still stuck. And as they're stuck in South Africa, it seems that more of them are falling ill. Tell us about this.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, a worrying situation for Munster. They were due to fly out of South Africa initially on Sunday after the games there were postponed, the United Rugby Championship games. But unfortunately, they recorded one positive case literally when they were on the way to the airport, as far as I can understand, had to turn around and re-enter isolation. And just this morning, they confirmed a further 9 positive cases amongst their players and staff. So 10 total cases. A number of the, obviously, the touring party have tested negative a couple of times. So I think there is a bit of hope that they can get at least some of their party out of South Africa as soon as possible. They've been given the green light, obviously, on this side of the water. And they're just hoping that the players and staff who haven't tested positive can get home.
But how will they get out? Because wasn't there going to be a shared charter flight with the Welsh teams? If that, are they going to take a big charter flight for a smaller group and then hope that the remainder will be able to leave South Africa at some stage in the near future?
Yeah, so that was the initial plan, to fly with Scarlets in Cardiff and Zebra. It was only Scarlets and Zebra who made that initial chartered flight through the URC. Zebra are now back in Italy. Scarlets are actually isolating in Belfast now for the next 10 days. But Munster and Cardiff were the ones
who recorded. Why Belfast? Is it they're not allowed back into Wales?
Yeah, so there's issues with the Welsh government and people coming back in from South Africa, which is a big situation over there at the moment. And Cardiff are in all sorts of strife as well in South Africa as well. So, yes.
And so the Cardiff situation is very interesting, because there were reports today that an awful lot of the Cardiff players, some of them have suffered panic attacks and some of them are feeling mental distress about their situation, not being able to get back home.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough on the human side, and the same applies for Munster. Those players who are now isolating with COVID-19 positive cases, it's really tough. They're in a quarantine hotel in Cape Town, and indeed, if some of your teammates are potentially getting out, it probably even magnifies it in more. So that side of it is huge, and I know Rugby Players Ireland are interacting with Munster, and players are being taken care of as best they can, but it's certainly a concerning time, and for families back home here in Ireland as well, there's that concern and worry. So I think from Munster's point of view, yeah, the absolute utmost is being done to try and get the players who are negative for COVID-19 out as soon as possible. Even that may be overnight. Things are changing so quickly at the moment, Matt. It really is in flux, and there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try and get them home.
Hopefully none of the players are seriously ill, or do we know? I mean, we hope they're not.
We haven't heard anything like that. Munster's latest report said they are, thankfully, all well, and they're being taken care of, and they're under supervision of doctors in that quarantine hotel. So certainly nothing of that kind being reported through Munster. And absolutely, that's the priority here. Obviously, there's rugby concerns, and there's big European matches now to come in December. But first and foremost, Munster just want to get their people home.
Thank you very much, Murray Kinsella from the 42.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.